Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, that number would be 2511.
Uh-huh.
0801.
Uh-huh.
0041.
Uh-huh.
5921.
Okay, let's see what I got here. Is this image transport?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Irvin.
Irvin. Shuri, right? S-H-U-R-Y?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What's the best number to reach you at in case we get disconnected?
Same number.
Okay. The 904-860-1789?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Just a moment. Alrighty. Let me just confirm some information I have on file here for you and just make sure we're all up to date. Got 16194 Magnolia Grove Way, Jacksonville 32218. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. Do you guys have a website?
No.
No website? Okay. I think I have an email. Let's see. imagetransport2012@gmail.com. Is that the best email to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
A little over 4 years.
A little over 4 years? Okay. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the structure of your business, Irvin? Is it you guys, LLC?
Yes.
LLC. Perfect. Okay. Let's see if anything else looks good. Okay, yeah, if you want to let me know what you're looking to do, I'll be happy to point in the right direction.
Yeah, I was trying to put some funds together, about $50,000, expand a little bit.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about what you guys do exactly?
That's a trucking company, basically move freight from point A to point B.
Okay, you got it. So you're looking for $50K to expand. Are you like expanding the? Are you bringing on new trucks? Are you expanding the office, or what? What do you mean exactly?
Looking to hire drivers, purchase equipment.
Very nice. Okay. Looking for new drivers, new equipment, like new trucks, or?
Actually, trailers. I have other trucks, but I need drivers and need trailers.
Gotcha. And when do you need it by? Do you have like a timeline that we're working with, or?
No, I'm working without a timeline because it's been hard to raise funds. So basically, it's you know, whoever I can do this business with, funds with, then I can go from there.
Okay. So it sounds like there's a growth opportunity. You just need to get some funds in place to help with that, right?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So time in business 4 years. Okay. So you've already kind of shopped around a little bit for financing, haven't had any luck, or what's been the situation?
Haven't had any luck. Everyone have different reasons as to why they can't, and some of the times I just didn't like.
Okay, got it. What kind of feedback have you got? Just unfavorable terms, or have you, you know, anything that's specific?
The terms were too short, and some of it was paid back on a daily basis, and I really don't like that.
Okay. So you're looking for something longer term, right, and something without that doesn't have, like, a daily payment, possibly?
Right.
Okay. What kind of terms have you been offered, like 3, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, like what kind of stuff have you got?
Yeah, from 6 to about 16 months. That's a little bit too short.
Yeah, what would work for you, like best case scenario?
It's got to be longer term. The minimum.
I'm sorry, I think you cut out.
Oh, I was saying it has to be longer term. At a minimum 3 years.
Minimum 3 years. Okay. Have you applied for equipment financing for the trailers?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That the terms I was getting, I didn't like them.
Oh, for the equipment, there was short terms. Okay, gotcha. Typically, for equipment, kind of the standard terms are going to be like 3 to 5 years generally for equipment.
That's what you're saying. It wasn't really for the. It was just basically to raise capital.
Gotcha.
Not just. I didn't want to just lock it into just you know, it's for trailers. It's for drivers. It's for trailers. It's working capital, you
got
know,
it.
Just to keep moving forward.
You got it. So you just kind of want to have funds in place to use kind of flexibly, right? So you can kind of use it for whatever you
yeah.
want, really. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, if we did try to lock you in on some equipment financing, it will be a cheaper rate and it'll be the longest term possible. Generally for equipment, it is going to be like 2 to 5 year terms. If you did want just working capital, just to kind of use at your own disposal, it's going to be a little bit shorter than the equipment. We do up to 36 months though for working capital. So, I mean, ideally I'm going to get you approved for the longest term available for you, for the maximum amount as well. And then we can kind of work backwards from there if you wanted to do something shorter, you know, if that works better. But yeah,
right.
It sounds like you're trying to get the longest term possible, right? Okay. Have you done working capital financing before?
No, I haven't. I haven't, like I said before, had any kind of luck
Okay.
Like that.
Gotcha. So the terms that you've been offered, what companies have you looked with? Do you remember the names
I
or
don't
anything?
It's been a bunch of them. I don't even remember.
Okay.
The ones that say no, I just forget about them.
Got it. Okay. So what did you guys do in gross revenue last year, your top-line revenue?
Last year was $98,000.
Okay. $98K. And was that up over the year before?
The year before was a loss.
Okay.
There was some equipment purchase and a lot of repairs. So there was
gotcha.
A loss.
Gotcha. Okay. At least you got that tax deduction, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Cool. And what are you tracking for this year? Are you on track to beating that 98K?
Yeah, just about.
Okay. So how many trucks do you guys have right now, trucks and trailers?
3 trucks, 1 trailer, but 2 are down, no drivers.
Okay, 3 trucks, 1 trailer. And then 2 of the trucks are down, so really you just have 1 truck operating right now and 1 trailer, and no drivers?
Right. No drivers.
Oh, man.
Puts all the
workload on you, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Did all your drivers quit on you, or what happened?
It's this industry, drivers, it's a crapshoot. Some
yeah.
stay, you know, a year, two months, 3 months, you know, you never can tell.
Some jump from, like, company.
Yeah.
They jump
yeah.
from company to company, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a couple other customers in the trucking industry. It's kind of a similar story I've heard before, which is crazy. Cool. So you need to get new drivers hired. How many drivers are you looking for right now?
2.
Okay. Gotcha. So if we get you 50K, what kind of return on investment do you kind of see? Can you quantify that?
That 98,000 can possibly triple.
Triple, okay. So you have the demand to do more. You just need to get some funds in place to help with the growth, right?
The work is there. The work is there. The work will
right.
always be there. It's just a matter of you know, maintaining drivers.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
There's no shortage of work.
Right. Okay. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
Credit is probably between 630 and 640.
Okay, we can work with that.
Also, there was a bankruptcy. It's just a 2 years, 8 months. It's going to be 3 years old, about March of next year. I don't know
okay.
how much of an impact that would have.
Yeah, we could still work with you. So it's settled already? It's not like in the process or anything?
No, it's been discharged, like I said, almost 3 years. Well, 2 years, 8 months.
2 years, 8 months. Okay, cool. Yeah, we can still work with you. 2 years, 8 months. Do you have, like, any, like, tax liens or anything like that would come up?
No lien. There's no negative report on the credit except for that bankruptcy.
Got it. Not a problem. Okay.
There's no late payments. There's nothing like that.
Got it. Have you gone to your local bank already for your financing needs, and have you got any feedback from them?
Yeah, feedback is because of the bankruptcy, they won't even look at an application.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds about right. So do you have vendors that you work with for your equipment, or where do you normally, or do you get them from like private party, or how do you normally acquire your trucks and trailers?
I purchased them. Like I said, I have two that's already paid for. One is being paid for, and, you know, it depends on what I need. I go shopping around. So it's not one particular individual that I deal with.
Gotcha. So you just kind of look around for the best deal, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So it does sound like working capital is probably going to be the best fit. Typically, there's a FICO requirement for equipment financing. However, if you wanted to, we can still go for equipment financing. But if you're buying it from like private parties, sometimes it's a little bit more of a challenge to get it in place. But I'd be happy to see, you know, what we can do on both ends with the capital or the equipment. And then worst case scenario, you know, we'll still get you some working capital, and then you can kind of use it however you like. You can use it for equipment, for drivers, maintenance, repairs, you know, things like that. So you have a couple trucks that are down, so I imagine you're going to be using some capital to get those fixed up too, right?
Well, there's nothing wrong with them. They just sitting because there's no drivers.
Okay, I thought you said they were needed repairs or something like that. Okay, misunderstood.
No. If anything, minor stuff that you have to do to be in compliance with DOT to get them out on the road.
Got it. So do you drive, do you guys do like interstate, or are you all within the state?
Basically, southeast, like a regional.
Okay, cool. So interstate in the southeast area, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any, like, say, for example, if we don't get you approved, or if we don't get you approved for a favorable program, do you have a plan B? Do you have, like, a backup option somewhere else you can go, or?
No.
Okay. So just to tell you a little bit about the process, we make it as easy as possible. It's a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements. The loan's basically based on the cash flow of your loan. There's a lot less weight put on your credit score than there is on your cash flow. We do look at your credit because we have to. There's certain, you know, people that we're legally not allowed to lend to. I don't think that the bankruptcy is going to be a huge issue in this case, as long as you have a solid business with solid cash flow. Have you had any like negative days within the last few months, or any like non-sufficient funds, anything like that?
There's months where there's less money coming in than other months, simply because the truck being down, and it's 30 to 60 days for the funds to come in. So yeah, there's going to be a few months where there's. Doesn't show a lot of funds coming into the account.
Okay, not a problem. What about lately, like the last couple months? How has it looked?
The balances have been low.
Okay, so yeah, like I was saying, it's a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements, and then we look at your 2015 tax return. Have you filed with your 2015 taxes already?
2015 was filed, yeah.
Okay, cool. And then, let's see here. Yeah, so I'm going to shoot you an email, so you'll have the application info. Once you get that back to me, we can typically have an approval for you within 24 hours, and oftentimes we can get you funded within 24 hours after that if everything goes smoothly. Let me see. So let's say if everything goes smoothly, I would say at the latest we can have you funded either late this week or early next week. The bank statements, tax return, does that sound like stuff that you kind of have like readily available?
Bank statement, yeah, I can put them together.
Okay, cool. Who do you bank with, by the way?
Well, Bank of America.
Okay, cool. You should be able to just log in and download the PDFs, and then you can just forward them directly to me. Like I said, I'm going to shoot you that email right now, and you'll have my direct contact info, so you can feel free to give me a call if you have any like questions or anything about the application process. Did you want to jot down my phone number? Do you have a pen handy?
No, I'm not able to write at the moment. I'll get everything from the email.
Okay. No problem, man. Well, you'll have my email. If I don't hear back from you, I'll probably just follow up with you tomorrow just to make sure that you got my email and everything. I'm trying to think. I think we covered everything. Do you have any other questions or anything like that? Any concerns?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. All right, Irvin, I'm going to get the best approval for you out there, okay? Just to in the business and see what we can do. Yeah, but I'm going to be sending you the email. You should get it within the next 5 minutes or so. Feel free to give me a call if you have any questions or anything, and we'll touch base soon.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, my pleasure, Evan. You take care, buddy.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.